ends. We are continuing our previous shiur on the mitzvah of Vikidashto, of sanctifying the Kohanim, where we learned the Yesod Gadol and the Rambam, that the mitzvah is to separate the Kohanim on the Yisraelim, to separate the Kohanim and sanctify them. That's the Yesod HaMitzvah. And the Lamaisa of the mitzvah is to make them first, put them first, Vikidashto. They should be the first ones to make the bracha. Velito mana yafe rishon, to take the first portion. And v'toach rishon, Rashi says, b'chol davar kavod, bein b'tora, bein b'yeshivu, yidaber b'rosh. Levarich rishon b'su'uda, Rashi says, he's going to be the mezamein. I just find it interesting that nobody ever searches for a kohen chazan. Pash, this according to the Gemara, the kohen should be the chazan also. It's part of being mechabed him, unless there's a chiyuv. Maybe even if there's a chiyuv, this is a din d'oraisa. Akopanim, we see that there's a mitzvah to be mechabed the kohanim, so that's the lemaisa of the mitzvah, the yisod of the mitzvah is to separate the kohanim, make them special, and that's halacha aleph in the Rambam and Hilchos Klei Mikdash that we saw in halacha beis, is how do you do this lemaisa, and that's by ftoach rishon, levarich rishon, nitlam mana yafer rishon, like Tana Deber Rishmal says, and Gittin 59b. So that is a short summary of what we learned in the previous shiur. And now we'd like to continue weiter and see more neflos mitaras Hashem. Again, this is based on the Torah of my Rabbi Agon HaGadol, Rav David Yitzchak Manzitzal. So based on what we said, we can remove the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reis Samech Tes, who asked, why did the Rambam omit the braisa on the Sifron Parshas Emor, brought in the Gemara in Yevamos 88b, that we learned from Vikidashto, that you force him. And that means if he wants to marry women who are forbidden to him, we make sure he doesn't do so. If he wants to be metame lemeisim, we make sure he doesn't do so. How come the Rambam omits this? In the Yad, so the Sifra is brought in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and also in the Tshuvas HaRambam, Tshuvas HaRambam, which is cited by the Beis Yosef and Evin Ezer, Simen Vav, but in the halachos, the Rambam was mashmit this halacha of Daphnai. What's the reason? So the Menchas Chinuch discusses this, but based on what we said, it would appear that the Rambam in halacha Aleph told us the gedder of the mitzvah, and therefore he didn't have to go into detail. That's mamish the din of the Rambam. That this hachana lemitzvah, as we explained, is not on the Kohanim, it's on the Yisraelim. Lo chiyuvei kavod ne'amar kan, eli chiyuv al Yisrael lehavdil et hakohen leoto muchan ve'omed la'avodat hakorbanot b'kdushato. So he has to be prepared to do the avodas hakorbanos in his sanctity. V'chol she'nasa nashim ba'avirat kihuna o she'metameu le'meitim, so if he marries Nashim Psulos or his Metame Mesim, he can't do the Avodah like we see in the Mishnah and Bechoros 45b, Rambam, Perek Vav, Milchas Bias Mikdash, Halachates, and it's Mashmat Zedin Dairaisa. And look also in the Rambam and the Perish Mishnah, and so to Perek Gimel Mishnah. Also in the Torah's Kohanim, Parshas Emor, and the Pasuk Lehechalo, that if he marries the wrong women, then he becomes chulin. And the Lashon of the Rivash in Tshuvas in Siman Tzadi Dalet is he loses his kahuna and he's pasul l'avoda. Yibed his kunaso pasul l'avoda. So it emerges then that he's not moved al l'avoda. And it's our job, it's the job of the Yisraelim to make sure that he's prepared. That's that bidiyuk is the din of Daphna. That we have to make sure he's ready for avoda, and that includes separating him from his forbidden wives or wife. So when the Rambam writes Halacha Aleph that we have to sanctify the Kohanim, separate them for avoda, he's writing that Daphna, we have to make sure they don't do stupid things that are going to make them ois Kohanim, they're going to make them pasul avoda. Rav Yerucham Fishel Perla on the Rasag and Chele Gimel Nemiluim and Simin Vav asks on the Rasag who enumerates his many mitzvot of the Vekidashto only with respect to separating him from Tumas Meis, but he doesn't write the Chiyuv to be Mechabit him Leftoach Rishon, which according to the Rav Perla is an Inyan Bifnei Atzmo, and it's not included in our Afrashim Tumas Meis. So why is this Inyan of Leftoach Rishon that he's the first one to open up? As we saw before in Rashi, Rashi defines when the Gemara says Leftoach Rishon, Rashi says that B'chol Dover Kavod Ben B'Torah Ben B'Yeshiva Hu Yidabra B'Rosh, first comes the Kohen. So why doesn't the Rasag bring that down? Why only Leftoach Rishon Mitumas Meis? But based on what we said, it's really one Inyan, not like where Rav Perla thought. Based on what we said, there's a Mitzvah Havdalah, and this is expressed by being Mafrishim Mitumas Meis, and it's also by Leftoach Rishon. But the Rasag Kedarko only writes the Yesod. He doesn't go into all the details. And this also will appear to be the derech in which we can go in order to answer the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Samech Tes. Al Mashi Shmit Kana Rambam et Mashi Katav B'Torat Kohanim B'Tchilat Parashat Emor V'Huva B'Rambam B'Sefer HaMitzvot Shemimashi Katuv V'Yu Kodesh Marbim Chiyuv Shel Vikidashto Gam Legabei Baalei Mumin. So it says that they should be holy. So we have in the Torah Kohanim a ribui that this includes even Baalei Mumin. Even you have to sanctify those who have blemishes. And the Rambam doesn't say that in his halachas. Why doesn't the Rambam bring this down? So Mera Minchat Chinuch Shel Lechora Mizeh Shelo Hivi Etzeh Rambam Kan Mashma. She'ein mitzvah zo gabei baal mum, b'rei ze neged ha-sifrei ufra v'neged devrei ha-tzmo b'sefer ha-mitzvot. Az eich navin et ze? Aval afi ma she-biyarnu nir'a she'omnam imi ha-zeh chiyuv kavod ha-ba mechamat shelechem elokech u-makriv da'inu shudin prati legabei kol kohen v'kohen lechabdo mishum she-mechubad hu ha-idei zeh shelechem elokech u-makriv. אז צריך כמה שמלן, צריך חידוש, שגם בעל מום בכלל זה. ומשמיתו הרמב״ם, אכן משמע שאין בו חיוב. זה, כמו שכתב המנחת חינוך. אבל לפי דברינו, כאן, הרמב״ם להדיה כתב שהמצווה היא מצד היות הכהנים מובדלים מכלל הלווים לעבודת הקורבנות. הרי הבדלה זו ישנה גם אצל בעלי מום, שאינם בכלל לווים, וגם בקורבנות ישנו בעל מום, באכילת הקורבנות. כיוון שכתב הרמב״ם שכל מי שישנו בהבדלה ישנו בקידשתו, הרי ממילא נכלל בזה גם בעל מום ואין צריך לפרשו, ולכן לא בירו הרמב״ם להדיה. ומה שבתורת כהנים מרבין עלי מקרא ומשמד בלא ריבוי לא היה חיוב עליהם אף על פי שישנם בהבדלה. האם ברמב״ם בספר המצוות שכתב הדרשה הזו של התורת קונים שלא תאמר אחר שלא יעוט להם להקריב לחם אלוקיו, למה זה נתן להם מעלת הקדמה וכבוד? על כן אמרו ויהיה קודש כל הזרע נכבד הוא תמים ובעל מום, היינו שבריבוי זה עצמו נתחדש שאין זה דין של כבוד למי שישנו בעבודה. דלת בבעל מום שאינו בעבודה אלו דין על כל זרע הקודש הנכבד הוא נפלא מאוד. So if this was a din prati that you're only giving kavod to the kohen because he's doing the avoda lechem lokech u'makriv, then the Rama would have to tell you chiddush that taka it applies to Baalei Mum also, and that would be the ribui. But the Rambam doesn't have to tell you that, because the Rambam is telling us already that it's not a din in Avoda, it's a din in Shevet that separates the Kohanim from the Levim. And the Kohanim have to be separated to be holy, to be sanctified. For the sake of Karbanos, and Bali Mumim are also shaykh to the Karbanos, because Bali Mumim might not do Akraba, but they eat as Kohanim. So the Rambam already writes that anybody who's separated is included in Vikidashto. So that includes Bali Mum. So the Rambam told us Bali Mum. It's not that he omitted it, he told us. And that the Sifru, that the Rambam brings down in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Chiddush of the Medrash, of the Sifra, that it includes Bali Mum. So the Rambam writes, don't say that because they're not included in Lechem Elokecho Makriv, you don't have to sanctify them. Kamash Malan, that you do. So Hagufa, the Rambam's telling us this Yisod. That since the Yisod of the Mitzvah is not as Lechem Elokecho Makriv, but it's because the whole Zera Kohanim are included in this Mitzvah, you have to sanctify them, make them holy, because they're holy. And it's not Toluin whether they actually before bring Karbanis. They don't have to actually do the Hakrava, but anybody who's Shaykh in any way, even if they eat their Karbanis enough. So Kamash Malan, Bali Mumins. In other words, the Medrash is telling you, go for the Chiddush of the Rambam. The Rambam in the Yad didn't have to say it, because the Rambam already said the Chiddush of the Medrash. And that is that all Zera Kohanim are included, even those who aren't bringing Karbanos, even the Bali Mumin. So Rambam did say it's not the Rambam omitted it. And the only reason he brings down this, the Medrash finds it necessary to bring this down, is to tell us Hagufa, the Yisod of the Rambam. The Rambam teaches that it applies to all Kohanim, even those who aren't before bringing the Karbanos. But the Rambam doesn't have to go into detail and tell you in the Yad, because he already told you. He told you when he said that the Zer of Kohanim has to be sanctified to Din Klali. So in the Rambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvah, is telling us what the Gedder of the Mitzvah is. So he goes into detail. And he brings this Medrash that teaches us that's the Gedder of the Mitzvah, even if you're not included in the Din HaKrav, even Bali Mumin. And in the Yad, the Rambam's telling us the Lamaisa, so he already told us Lamaisa that everybody's included. He doesn't have to go into detail. Gevaldik. Vayein b'magen Avraham b'siman resh pei bet. Yesh magen Avraham mefursam shekatav she'ein din lekro rishon v'din v'kidashto b'kohen katan kivan delek agabe et lechem elokecho makriv. A cotton doesn't have a din of being called up first to an aliyah and of all the rishons of the kohen. The cotton doesn't get. Why? Because he's not bringing karbanis. Megillion, Rabbi Kiveger, and Shulchan Aruch, there in Reish Pei Beis, and the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Samach Tes are Tameya, and the Heilige Magen Avram from the Taras Kohanim. That it applies even to Baalei Mum, even though they're not Makriv. Vein b'Sefer Torat Rafael Siman Yud Aleph shekatav shebal Mum Shaini shecholek b'Kodeshim, Mashenkin Katan. הוא לא חולק בקודשים, אבל הוא יכול לאכול. הוא לא מקבל, he doesn't get his own חלק of cotton. In other words, the Teres Rafal says, he doesn't get his own חלק, but he can still eat. So the Menchas Chinuch, the Menchas Chinuch and the Rabbi Kiveger ask on the Magen Avram, from the Teres Kohanim, that it applies to Bali Mum, even though the Bali Mum aren't bringing carbonus, so why should it not apply to a cotton? The Taras Rafal says that cotton is different than a Baal Mum, because a cotton is not chalek b'kotshim, he doesn't get a portion in kotshim. So he's mechalek between a cotton and a Baal Mum. A Baal Mum does get a chalek in the kotshim. And we can explain more that Kohanim ochlin u'baalei miskaprim, and this implies that the eating of the Kohanim brings a kapara for the Baalim, even by achilas Baal Mum. But cotton doesn't have a mitzvah achila, and there's no kapar in his achila, and therefore it's not considered kias lechem lokechu makriv. V'nira'a she'ein zel l'shitat ha'magen Avraham, שבעזרת השם באחד משיעורים רבים אני מקווה להיכנס אליה יותר, שדין כבוד עצמי מחמת דין הקרבתו, שבזה שפיר יש לחלק בין בעל מום דחשיב מקריב ובין קטן דלא חשיב. אבל לפי מה שנתבר בדעת הרמב״ם, הרי יסוד הדין מחמת הבדלה של כלל הכהנים הוא, ומסתבר שישנה הבדלה זו גם בכהנים קטנים, אף הפי שלמעשה אינם עובדים מחמת קטנותם, ולדידי תהיה מצווה גם בכהן קטן. It's very likely that the Rambam wouldn't agree with this Magen Avraham, because the Rambam holds a din klali on being mavdil the kohanim, and that would apply even to a kohen katan. In the Tshuvas of the Ma'arit, in Chelek Aleph and Siman Kuf Mem Hey, he cites the Magen Avraham, and he writes that if it's a din derabbanon that the kohen goes first, mipnei darkei shalom, the law asilin suyeh, they don't come to a fight, so this would also apply to a kohen katan, because that would apply to, that reason of not fighting would also apply to him. But we say it's min haTorah mishum v'kidashto. So the kohen katan is going to read first because it's a kavod l'zera Aaron. In other words, it's totally in zera Aaron and not in inish prati. And that's like we wanted to learn Pshat in the Rambam. The Rosh in Nedarim on page 62a writes, and what it says there, Midivei Rabbi Yishmael, that V'kidashto is l'chol dover shebekedusha, Ftoach Rishon, etc. Hainu davar sheyirae gadol u'mikudash, something that you'll see that he's big and he's sanctified. So it's mefurish that she'inyano b'ma she'nara mechamat ha'anaga v'anara she'tzrich liyot mize hu heyoto gadol u'mikudash l'avodat ha'korbanot. You have to show that he's special, he's holy vis-a-vis the korbanos, and then ultimately it's a din like we said, even if the fall is not being makriv, but you're machabe de shevet kahuna, they're the ones who are makriv. And in Gittin, Nantes Amid Beis, the Gemara brings v'kidashto l'chol dover shebekedusha, and then Rabbi Yishmael, who says that l'ftoach rishon, etc., l'tol mana yafa rishon. So Rashi says there, v'kidashto ki es v'chut v'gomer. So what does Rashi want with that? V'kidashto ki es v'gomer. So the Maharam Shif has a problem with this. The Jerish and Orachayim Sof Simen Kuf Lamed Hei, and the Tshuvas of the Ksav Sofer and Orachayim Simen Tesvav. Ma Rashi rotze kan? As l'fi dvareinu afshar lomar, sh'Rashi ba lefaresh. That it says kol dover shebekedusha, it doesn't mean that you're what he's being miskabed with is a davar shebekedusha. Pshat is you're mechabed him, and through that you're showing that he's gadol u'mekudash, like the Rosh says. And therefore Rashi tells us that v'kidashto is going on the kohen, like we see ki aslecha melokecha u'makriv, which is clearly going on the kohen. And memele the v'kidashto, who are you mekadesh? You're mekadesh the kohen. It doesn't have to be a davar shebekedusha. It just has to be you do something to show the kohen he's chashuv, and therefore he speaks first, and he give him the food first. That's not necessarily a davar shebekedusha, but you do it anyway because that's the because he's a kohen, and that's how you show that he's mekudesh. It's very it's important to be medayik in Rashi, v'kidashto ki es v'gomer, ma Rashi rotze. So he's telling us it doesn't have to be. Maybe that explains why during the Gemara, because it says that litol mana yafa rishon. So where's the kedusha there? And also says he speaks first. Where's the kedusha there? Kol davar kavod bein b'tara bein b'yeshiva hu yidaber v'rosh. So even if it's not necessarily something holy, but you're making him holy. And that's what Rashi is telling us. She'ereh gadol v'kadosh, like the Rosh says. She'ereh gadol v'mekudosh. the Tumim, in Siman Tesvav, Sifkat and Gimel, he wants to be Meyashev, the Hashmata of the Poskim, that the Poskim leave out, this din of Leftoach Rishon, that a Kohen's din comes first, Midin V'Kidashto, just like a Talmud Chochem's din comes first. And the Tumim writes that the din of a Kohen is Klabi Dovrisha B'Kedusha. And what Dovrisha B'Kedusha Yesh B'Hakdomas Divrei Rivois? Ayin Sham in the Tumim. What Dovrisha B'Kedusha is there when he's having a quarrel with somebody else and you make his din first? Well, Ezim in Dovrisha B'Kedusha is it? Based on what we said from the Rosh, Ein Lezem Makom. Shein Sarich Shakadima Tiyeba Davar Shabikdusha. Ela Shakadima Tiyeba Maase Haomer Shakadosh Venalawa Kohen. וזה ישנו בכל קדימות, והם מפרים מגדים בפתיחה קצרה לא אורחה עם סימן קופלמד ה' שהקשה בעד הפותח ראשון בסעודה, מהי דבר שבקדושה היא? ולמה שכתבתי, אין צריך כלל שיהיה דבר דבר שבקדושה? So, the Tumim wants to say, there's no kedusha in going first, and Memele, his mishpat isn't first. But what we're saying is no. It doesn't have to be a Davrisha B'Kedusha. You're sanctifying him by putting him first. However you're sanctifying him, you let him, you know, you let him toss the coin at the coin flip before the football game. Whatever you're doing to make him, could make him show that he's special, that he's holy, so that counts. So it should count even for Din. And the Prima Gadim asks, what's the Poseach Rishon B'Seuda? What's the sinyan of he gets the first portion? What's holy about that? The answer is no, there's nothing holy about taking the food first. But it's holy that you show that he's special. Therefore, he says maybe it's talking about a Suda's mitzvah. You don't have to come on to Suda's mitzvah. You just have to show that there's something special about him. There's a huge raya for this, and Mirtz Hashem, I'm hoping that we can continue this mahalach, because we have a lot of tremendous things to talk about. A lot of chidushim. Mirtz Hashem, b'siyata d'shmaya. ונראה נפלאות גדולות מתורת השם ונזכור זכור נזכור שסוף דבר הכל נשמע ואת האלוקים יראה ואת מצוותיו שמור כי זה כל האדם. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest and most beloved friends.